WHTO.
That's WHTO. We want to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHTO. Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. We have a guest in studio today. I'm going to be talking about NAMI, and we'll tell you about that in a minute, of what that is. But you want to introduce yourself, I guess?
Sure. My name is Rhonda Wilson, and I have about 30 years of psychiatric nursing experience, and I've been a long-time advocate for mental illnesses and their services, including 3 years of teaching mental health first aid. And I was hired in August to help people in Randolph County and the surrounding areas connect to the emotional support and resources that they need to deal with mental illness. And my main goal is just to let people in Randolph County know what services are here and how to access them.
I know the mental health field, a lot of times it's starting to build, but there used to not be as much many resources as there are now. I mean, it's
correct. And for such a small county, we actually have a lot of resources. And then mental health in general had such a stigma against using those resources and not wanting anybody to know that you had issues regarding your mental health. And I think that the stigma is improving. And as the stigma goes down, the resources that's maybe always been there are more available, and you're more aware of them. And there are actually more resources now than there used to be. So I think it's a great time for people to actually be able to access support when they need it.
But you mentioned the stigma. You know, I mean, that was a pretty severe stigma. I mean, you know, I mean, you just didn't go in for any kind of treatment because that would mean, you know, people would hear that, and you know, you'd be kind of blackballed, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of like the casserole scenario that if you have cancer or if you have surgery, your neighbors bring you a casserole. But if they hear that you have a mental illness, they tend to avoid you and go the opposite direction. So pretty much people were afraid to talk about it because of the after effect of, you know, what's everybody going to think or what are they going to do?
Right, exactly. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and we will talk about what resources are available and how people can learn more about it.
Sounds great.
And welcome back. Again, this is The People Speak. I'm Jeff. Again, we're talking today with Rhonda Wilson and talking about some of the resources that are available out there as far as mental health and that in the county. And one of these is, which we talked about, is NAMI.
NAMI is NAMI, how you say it. NAMI.
Can you kind of explain what that is and what?
Sure. NAMI is the mental health organization whose work raises awareness of mental illness, and it provides support and education to those in need. NAMI is a peer-led program, brings understanding of people with lived experiences to their programs and support groups. So NAMI in general is an organization who provides support groups, education groups, outreach. They have a lot of different areas of support. Their programming is for individuals who fight mental illness and the people who care about them. They have groups, support groups, that are being held via Zoom. They're free and confidential. Before the COVID outbreak, we had a shortage of people that could come into Randolph County and do these groups. We maybe had one group of each that was being held. With the virtual options, now there's lots of meetings available. If you actually go on the NAMI SWI Southwestern Illinois website, or Facebook page, you can actually connect into all of the different Zoom meetings that are being held, both for peer-to-peer and for the family members. So there's groups for the individuals with a mental illness, and the people running those groups are individuals in recovery. And then the family-to-family groups are being led by family members who have been there, done that. And it's kind of nice because it's a chance to network with someone who's been there, done that, and has kind of learned the life hacks, how to survive. And if nothing else, it's nice just to hear you're not alone, and that there's somebody else out there. So the other big thing, the resource that I personally am amazed with, is that they have classes. And the classes teach people a lot about the mental illnesses, about coping mechanisms, and as whatever group you choose to take or class you choose to take, what you can do to help and what you might need to know. So they have a class called NAMI Basics. It's for parents and family of children and adolescents with a mental illness. Family to Family is a class for family and friends of individuals with mental illnesses. Homefront is a class for families and friends of military service members and veterans with mental health challenges. I'm personally taking that class right now because I wanted to just get a sense of the class, and I am so amazed and confident that after I'm done taking this class that I'll be able to actually have some really good conversation with a veteran if I come across someone who I think is suffering PTSD or who is came home and they're not okay and that they need some help and resources. Peer-to-peer, it's the education course for the person experiencing the mental illness. It helps them maybe understand their illness a little better, how the brain works and maybe how it's not working, and then coping skills and what to do about it. We have a provider education course, which is for staff who work in mental health facilities, and it's taught by a person in recovery, a family member, and a provider. And it's kind of cool because it helps people hopefully understand that it's easy to do for someone with mental illness, but it's much better to do with and empower them to help make their own decisions and figure out with them how better to have the best life that they can have and to succeed in whatever their goals might be to reach recovery. And then the last education group they had is called FaithNet, and that is a group for faith-based organizations who might want to do something more in their community and help people with mental illness and their families. And it's basically a class that they can take to see how they can have a piece of being the solution and a resource for the individuals. So I just think if people had any idea of the amount of support groups and the education groups, they have a lot of outreach stuff going on. And then they also have presentations that are out there. Mm-hmm. So
I know in the past and stuff, a lot of that stuff was quieter. You didn't hear a lot about it, but I think it's becoming more obvious and more, you know, I mean, organizations like NAMI and stuff are working harder to let people know that, hey, we're out here and we do have these resources.
Correct. And they're free and they're confidential, you know. So if you have the access to the internet, you can go online, go to Southwestern or the NAMI Southwestern Illinois, either webpage or Facebook page. Mm-hmm. On the actual webpage website, you can go on, click on their newsletter, and it literally has online, you can just Zoom straight in. A couple of them, you actually have to just send them your email address. They send you the Zoom link and you're in. They don't take notes on who you are. They don't keep any of that kind of stuff. So it's kind of nice that you can just get support and don't have to worry about the stigma or don't have to worry about somebody judging you or knowing that you're getting that support. There's just a lot of resources out there.
I know Comwell, you know, is for a number of years has provided different services up there, and I guess this is just kind of an extension where it offers, you know, or it's been there, but it's now, you know, becoming more known.
Correct. NAMI is working with Comwell and the Mental Health Board. Comwell provides services, counseling. They have access to substance use support if somebody is having trouble with drug or alcohol addiction. They can get help and they can get the support you need. They have an amazing psychiatrist, Dr. Amin, who I've personally worked with. Not all psychiatrists are spectacular, but he is really good. And I would say don't tell him, but he's going to probably know since I'm now on the radio. But, you know, a lot of times you think rural America, you're not going to get good support. I would put him up against anybody in the St. Louis area as far as great psychiatrists. And just in general, the people at Comwell just are really compassionate. They have counselors in Sparta, Redbud, and Chester. So, you know, it doesn't really matter where you live. There's somebody close. They also have some satellite in Oakville. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of all over. So they have a lot of programs. They have a lot of support for people who might need support. And they also have crisis workers who, if you call up there anytime, you can end up with support. And they can come out on crisis calls if you have somebody that's in crisis.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. We got another break here. Let's go ahead and take that and get it out of the way.
Okay.
And we will come back and talk some more here on the People Speak this morning. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Got about 8.5 minutes left in the program today. We're talking with Rhonda and talking about some of the resources available in the area for mental health and people suffering from that, and how, you know, the stigma is not like it used to be in that. One thing you'd mentioned was the NAMI presentations.
Yes. So NAMI, besides having support groups and classes that you can get educated about the issues yourself, they have a presentation called Ending the Silence. It's an in-school presentation for school-age children to understand and recognize early signs of mental illness. They have a presentation called In Our Own Voice. It's a presentation to promote the awareness of mental illness and the possibility of recovery, where individuals in recovery tell their story. And I've actually seen several of these where it's two different individuals who will come, and they basically tell you about their life and how they had an illness, they have an illness, what they did or have done, and then basically how they're doing better. You know, that it's possible to recover, it's possible to have a completely normal life. There's so much support out there and resources that if you get those resources, hopefully everybody can work together to reach the state of recovery. Parents and teachers as allies. It's for teachers and school personnel to raise awareness to help with early intervention. And it has a piece in there for the teachers of how to talk with parents once they start identifying that maybe this child is showing some symptoms or signs. And early intervention is key. And then Sharing Hope is for African-American communities designed to promote mental health awareness. So that's the different types of presentations that if you're a school and you want one of those presentations, connect with the NAMI Southwestern Illinois, you know, via their webpage, and they can help set up some of these presentations once we're more past the COVID isolation phase that we're kind of in. Mm-hmm. But it's there's some really neat stuff out there.
Okay. One of the programs that's offered, kind of designed to help people, I guess, dealing with, you have first aid for injuries. There's also first aid for mental health.
Correct. The Mental Health Board funded for the last 3 years what's called a mental health first aid class. And that's a class, it's an 8-hour class, and it educates the community about mental illness and how to be prepared to help when a person is in crisis. From a mental illness until the mental health emergency responders are available to take over. It allows for better knowledge of the signs and symptoms and risk factors of mental illness and addiction. It helps to identify professional and self-help resources for individuals with mental illnesses or addiction. It also helps increase the confidence and improves the likelihood that you will help when an individual is in distress. It may also result in better mental wellness in yourself. It reduces the potential for social distance created by negative attitudes and perceptions of individuals with mental illnesses. So basically, everybody can help if they just knew how. And kind of like CPR, if somebody falls over in front of you and doesn't appear to be breathing, what do I do?
Right.
This is the steps you take in the event that somebody doesn't look like they're doing okay mentally. Mm-hmm. And what can you do? And how can you be more confident helping? Because early intervention is key. The sooner you get somebody to resources, the better their outcome. And letting them know they're not alone, you know, that there's somebody around.
Right. What's the process of getting into one of these?
Basically, you have to call to the Human Service Center, now Comwell. I worked there when it was before the rebranding. Right. And their phone number is 618-282-6233. And actually, there's like a Randolph County flyer that's on the NAMI Southwestern Illinois website also. And you can click on that, and it has all of the contact information for Comwell, for the Mental Health First Aid, and for NAMI. So that you can actually call somebody and talk to a person if you would like. And then they can help set up the classes. We are struggling a little bit. Kendra is the other instructor besides myself. And right now in class is difficult. So we're both in the process of taking classes to be able to teach it via Zoom, but we're not quite there yet. But we're hoping in November, if we can find the location to hold it, they've done a lot of work of how to do it safely, you know, distance, you each have your own table type of effect, wear masks for anything that you do where you might be close to 6 feet apart. So we're hoping to, in November. So basically we schedule classes and people can just sign up to take them. It's mm-hmm. that simple. It's free. Right. It's being funded by the Mental Health Board again. So I think just in general, my goal is to make people know what's out there. If you call the NAMI Southwestern Illinois number, they will actually give you my contact information if you think that talking with me might help connect you to the resources better or what resource would be good for you. I'm more than willing to have that conversation. Just know that you're not alone, that there's people out there to help. Stay safe. Reach out if you need someone. Don't suffer. Let us help. So for a reminder, if you need resources or information, just go to it's NAMISWI and it's .org, but you don't even need that in the new way that they search. You just plug in those letters on your web search browser and it's going to pull up, and it's got all kinds of resources on their website besides just what I've told you so far.
Right. Yeah, we've mentioned several times COVID. Obviously that's kind of the key word of today, but how are people responding to that?
It's tough. It's difficult for everybody because of the quarantine and the isolation. People are more withdrawn. They're experiencing a lot of depression, fear. They're afraid of accidentally getting COVID or giving the virus to somebody else. And then, you know, that they might have caused the death of their loved one. With this, people, they start to exhibit symptoms of anxiety, makes them more isolated. It affects their coping skills. You know, you just reach the point where you don't know what you're doing. It affects your communication, your ability to sleep. Individuals with mental illness respond like everybody else, but often they have additional stressors from their illness. So it's even harder for them. They may have more difficulty staying connected to their support system than the rest of us because they maybe didn't have a strong one to start with. And then the mental health agency they work with now doesn't allow you to come in and see your counselor, mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of them are able to Zoom in to see them, but not everybody can. So, you know, hotline crisis calls are up 800%.
Wow.
So, you know, it's tough. And my executive director, Chris, she's coined the term, we're all at COVID fatigue level. You know, we're just done with it. We're tired of listening to it, dealing with it. I guess we're back on restrictions again. So, you know, it's awful cold outside. What business is going to survive that? So, you know, just the frustration level of everybody. And if they already had abuse in the home, you know, educating your children at home, I can't imagine. I luckily don't have school-age children, but the stressors for that, you know, and for those parents, call into a family support group. You know, at least have somebody to talk to if you're like needing to turn to alcohol at the end of the night to handle that. That could turn into a problem. You know, if your anxiety level's through the roof and you're ready to, you know, strangle your child, well, let's not do that.
True.
And then a lot of people, you know, they get so isolated that they think nobody's out there, nobody cares. nobody's checking on me, you know, and then you have the risk of suicide. So there's help out there between Comwell, you know, NAMI, Southwestern Illinois. The mental health first aid is more like a preventative thing, but there's a lot of resources in Randolph County. We have a Southern Illinois Substance Abuse Alliance. There's just a lot of people out there working to bring you resources. Each of the hospitals have resources. So just don't sit and do nothing. If you need support, it is there.
Okay. And they can contact for more information?
Yes. Just to get to me, just call the NAMI Southwestern Illinois phone number, and they will then give you my contact information, my personal phone number, that kind of stuff. So feel free to call them, and then they will get to me.
All right, Rhonda, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
That'll wrap things up for The People Speak. I'm Jeff.